Hey guys, welcome to the Prosperity Playbook. And I'm super excited today. I know you guys have been like, where has Nicole been? Where is she? I'm right here. And I'm super excited about some new beginnings. We'll dive into it in just a moment.
It's time to chart a course to the promised land of financial freedom.
And y'all, setting clear retirement goals is a focus.
This is the Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs.
Let's talk about the green flags.
Helping you raise your money and your life to a higher standard.
Welcome to the Prosperity Playbook. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I am here with our host, the one, the only, Nicole Gibbs. Nicole, I am so excited about today's show. We're talking about new beginnings, and it's a new beginning for you and I. We're just getting to know each other as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Tony. I am a little nervous, but I know everything is going to just flow, and I'm just super excited to be here with you as well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I am now co-hosting the show with you. This is a new beginning for the show as far as that's concerned. But I want to reassure our listeners, I'm just along for the ride. This is Nicole Gibbs' show. And today we're going to get to know a little bit more about Nicole. Some of you may know, you know some things already if you've been regular listeners. I know, Nicole, you have a lot of regular listeners. But first, to start us off, how have you been? What's been going on with Nicole?
Oh, my goodness. So the first thing is I have been man down. So I sound a little congested, guys, because I was in Charleston last week visiting my dad and my sister and her kids, my niece and my nephew. And I love them dearly. But they gave me a cold. It was a bad one, too. So I've been turmeric shots, ginger shots, green tea. I've been man down trying to get all of this, you know, stuff out of my body. And I'm at the last stage of it. So I'm okay now, but literally, Tony, I have been traveling. Went to DC for a conference called the Black Wealth Summit with Cedric Nash. Cedric Nash is an amazing, he's a mentor, actually a millionaire mentor, and he has all these different types of opportunities when it comes to understanding how to grow and prosper. So I went there, got some information. I'm super excited to share, you know, throughout the coming weeks coming up, what I learned. And, you know, I think conferences are good, Tony, because that's where you go to learn things that you don't know, because you don't know what you don't know. Right.
Right.
So that's I learned so much. And let me tell you, they had breakout sessions. I was so lazy. I was like, I'm not breaking out nowhere. I'm sitting here the whole time. And doing that, I literally went into a session that I had no idea about, but I just sat there because I didn't want to keep moving around and stuff. And literally I learned about hotel franchising, and that blew my mind. So yeah, I've been traveling, went to DC, then I went to Charlotte. I have a sister in Charlotte. My baby sister is in Charlotte. Went to Manassas to see one of my favorite people when I was in DC. So yeah, I just been kind of traveling. I'm back now though. I'm here.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, the funny thing about that travel combined with kids, it's no surprise you got sick. My immune system, if I'm flying on airplanes a lot and then I'm around little kids, that's how you catch a cold, right? There.
Pretty much. That's exactly how you catch a cold. Easiest way.
Uh-huh. Yep, exactly. Well, that sounds amazing. And Nicole, I love the fact that you do continuing education and you know a lot about finances. You've helped so many people with their finances in our community. But here you're going to financial conferences, talking to other top advisors, mentors. Yes. About different areas of finance that maybe, you know, hotel ownership and management, things that you can apply some lessons there for your clients. And I know you have clients that might be business owners and you're able to apply that then. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I love the fact that, you know, in retirement, it doesn't mean that you just stop life. That doesn't mean that. Literally, there are so many people, over 3,500 people in the African-American community actually own hotels. And when I found that out, I was like, really? I didn't know that. How? And every time you ask how, the universe delivers Most High delivers the answer when it comes to how to do something. That's why when you jumped in your car this morning, I was on for a specific reason. I don't know if you're first listening to the show, but it's a reason why you're listening to me, especially when it comes to financial literacy. So yeah, when I asked how the answer always is delivered in some type of confirmational song, radio, something that I'm watching online, Instagram, Facebook, just going in the grocery store and hearing a song, like I always get those type of confirmations and I always get, you know, some type of answer when I ask how.
Yeah. And that's how you learn. A new world of opportunities is opened up when you ask how. I love that. Yeah. You need to ask how. And then you're going to start to see confirmations and answers. I love that, Nicole. That's fantastic. Especially, I know that your heart and your passion is financial education and literacy, as you said. I like how you called it literacy. Yeah. And I think that's great, especially the African-American community, obviously. Business owners, hotel managers and owners of hotel chains and hotels. I think that's fantastic. Yeah. There are a lot of businesses out there in our area and business people that also need financial planning for themselves and for their businesses. And that's where you can step in, right?
Especially business owners, Tony. A lot of business owners, when you're working in corporate or when you're working like just a regular job where you're going in and you're clocking in and you're doing your time and you may love your job and all that good stuff, but you have 401k, you have pension, you have all those things. When you're a business owner, you don't have a 401k, you don't have an IRA. If you set it up for yourself, yes. But if you haven't, you don't have those things in place. So when I got into this business, I was like just trying to help everybody. But what I've learned is you have to stick with who and what you know and what you're comfortable with. So when I segmented who I would help, that's when I really saw results in helping people. So business owners, because I'm one, they're at the top of my list when it comes to financial literacy. Sports professionals, because I have a son that plays sports, they're at the top of my list. I help a lot of kids in college when it comes to financial planning, kids that have like NIL deals and things like that. I help them set businesses up so that the money that they're getting from their deals, they actually can either invest it, save it, or put it somewhere that's going to help it grow while they're, you know, going through this situation, because you may get an NIL deal, but you may not get an NFL deal. So sports professionals are my target market. And then last but not least, retirees. That's near and dear to my heart. I started working with Teachers Pension. You guys have probably heard this story, but started working with Teachers Pension about in 2018. And that's when I learned all about annuities and how an annuity is an insurance product. And those are my three top prioritized targets because I can relate to them on their level. And I've just learned that, you know, I kind of stick with what I know and it's been good. So,
yeah, that's what I think that's fantastic. Now, and you've been doing this a little while and this is your passion, right? I mean, how did you come to get into the financial realm?
Oh, my God. It's a story behind this. So I was working at Nordstrom and for 3 years, just got out of divorce. Well, I separated from my ex-husband in 2015 and I had to go back to work because we were figuring things out with, you know, dividing and whatever. So great co-parents, we, you know, take care of our boys and all that good stuff. But I had to go back to work and I started working at Nordstrom and Nordstrom ran its course. That's where I learned a lot of my customer service skills. That's where I learned a lot of emotional intelligence because I was a customer service supervisor and I supervised like maybe 7 different departments where I had to de-escalate situations. I had to train some of the employees on sales and things like that. So I got a little bit of my foundational sales situation from Nordstrom. So I attribute that to that. But there was this lady that I worked with, Miss Leela, and her daughter was starting a State Farm agency. And she was like, Nicole, I think you're going to be very good at, you know, doing this. And she's looking for people. And I'm like, insurance? Me? I don't want to be an insurance lady.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and she was just like, Nicole, think outside of the box, stop being ignorant, like think outside of the box. You're already doing this. You're just doing it in a different industry. And when I got into it, so I bit the bullet. And then one of my good friends, Dion Draper, he was in insurance, you know, part time. And he was like, Nicole, if you get into this business, I promise it's going to change your life. So with that confirmation, I went ahead and left Nordstrom and went into the State Farm agency. I did that for 3 years. And when I first got there, I was like, what did I get myself into? But the, you know, the first 3 to 6 months of anything is a learning curve. So you have
like drinking from a fire hose. There's just a lot. It's a lot, right?
It's a lot of information. And up until that point in my life, my dad used to take care of our insurance. He has three daughters and he just took care of us. So I don't even remember. But when I got into State Farm, the agent that I worked with, she was like, Nicole, you're really good at this. You don't realize. I'm like, I am. She was like, this is a relationship game. This is a people game. And you're really good with people. So literally, that's how I got into the business and I fell in love with it. She invested in me. I learned a lot of advanced things that a lot of agents that have been in the game for 10 years, like myself, still don't know to this day. Like you said, continuing education is super important. We talk about this all the time on the show. As a licensed, trained individual, I have to stay current with the trends. I have to stay up on top of my CE 24 hours every 2 years. If not, I lose my license. Yeah. And I'm not taking that test again for nobody, Tony.
Right. And that CE, that's continuing education, like these financial conferences you talked about and the continuing education, the testing. You're regularly learning because financial rules, tax laws, things change rapidly.
They do.
And you stay. It's so great to know that you're staying on top of that for your clients, and you're required to. You have to take the CE or the continuing education, correct?
Yes, have to. It's a must. It's mandatory. Also, who wants to sit with a financial advisor or coach or professional that isn't licensed or trained?
No. Yeah. You're not going to go get brain surgery from a surgeon that's I didn't really pass medical school, but I think I can figure it out.
Absolutely not. So it's super important to stay educated and, you know, and I want to send this, all some love and light out to all the people from Spirit. I understand. Let's just talk about quick trending topics. I don't know.
Sure.
Spirit closed their doors last week. Was it? I was supposed to go to Fort Lauderdale on like a $75 flight and that's out because Spirit closed their doors. So, you know, I think it's important. This is a great career. You may want to consider, super easy to sit and learn the information for about 2 to 3 weeks. And this may be something that you want to consider. So I'm throwing that out there for anyone that may be looking for opportunities. The financial industry is always going to be here. Okay. Yeah. It's not going nowhere.
Yeah, no, definitely not. In fact, there's more of a need than ever. And there are thousands, tens of thousands of employees now out of work because of the Spirit situation. That's a tough one. I'm glad you brought that up. And, you know, you talked about airline costs and, you know, Spirit offered, you know, discounted flights.
Yes.
Airline tickets are so expensive right now because of the oil prices going up, right?
Oil prices and the CPI when it comes to CPI is consumer price index.
Yes.
So that is what basically tells us how money is either increasing or decreasing when it comes to prices.
Inflation.
Inflation. So that's always something that we talk about, especially when it comes to purchasing power. You always want to make sure that, you know, your money is in a place where your purchasing power isn't diminishing. And if it's in like a money market account or a regular savings account, and you're just letting it sit there and it's not really getting the attention that it needs when it comes to growth, you're losing purchasing power, especially because of inflation. So those are some things that you definitely want to consider. But yeah, the price of oil is absolutely ridiculous. Gas is high. I saw a skit online where a guy was roller skating all over Atlanta talking about gas high. Gas is high.
That's hilarious. It really is. And airline tickets have gone up exponentially. And Nicole, I just want to take a moment to reassure our listeners. I think, you know, I'm your new co-host. And so listeners are like, who's this guy?
Probably. Yeah.
I just want to reassure them. I know I have big shoes to fill. Gary was fantastic. Absolutely. And I know that you and your firm have a new partnership with Gradient Financial. They kind of provide back end and insurance and investments and everything like that. And I know you and your team there are just looking for more ways to help your clients. Yes. I'm just here to do the show with you. I've worked in radio almost 40 years and done financial radio shows for the last 13. And I'm excited. I'm honored to be your co-host. Thanks for having me as your co-host, Nicole. And I want to assure your listeners, I'm not going to change things on the show. This is Nicole's ball game. I'm along for the ride and I'm going to learn some things from Nicole. I listened to a few of your past shows, Nicole. Fantastic. And again, I have big shoes to fill, but I'm excited about the future and new beginnings, right?
Yes. Yes. You can't be doing all that looking back. It's going to hurt your neck. You know?
That's right. Well, and speaking of airline flights, my wife and I are so proud. We have three kids. My youngest daughter, Anna, I was just telling you, just graduated from Delta Flight Attendant Academy and Training.
Wow.
And we're so proud of her. I have a new respect for flight attendants. Because she had to get 200,000 applicants, narrowed down to 200 that make it. And out of the 200 that go through, about 180 made it to training. What? And then training, 70%, around 70% make it through the training. The training is 7 weeks, 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. You have to learn every airline, Boeing 737, 757, Airbus. They have to know every type of airline, everything about it, the different doors, the different safety features, everything. And they have to pass tests and get 90% or above to pass training. And she graduated and got her wings. She's currently on her way or in Amsterdam on a flight. Oh, so she's going to be flying all over the world.
Can we switch? Can Anna and I switch? I'd love to fly for free.
Yeah, well, Delta has great benefits too. They actually the highest pay, the best benefits. So
you mentioned Boeing. So living in Charleston, that's where Boeing is actually headquarters. I have some cousins that have been working for Boeing since it got there.
Wow.
So Boeing is super, super, super. So South Carolina has become the number one place on the East Coast that everybody's moving to. The traffic is off the chain. They just passed a bill maybe about 9 months ago. I don't know. It's a huge, I don't know if it's 50 million, if I'm mistaken, just correct me, guys, but it's a $50 million infrastructure highway situation so that traffic, because the traffic is horrible. It was like, you know, in Charleston, it's the country, it's the islands. I don't know if you, have you ever been to Charleston, Tony?
I've never been to Charleston, but I have been to South Carolina. Beautiful.
Yes. Have you been to Savannah?
Yes, I have. Okay.
So Savannah and Charleston are like brother sister cities.
Yes.
So there's a lot of islands on in Charleston. So you have Wadma Island, John's Island, Edisto Island, Daniel Island. You got all these different islands. And so it's like one way streets, like just back and front. You're like, you're going off and you coming back on. They gonna have to widen them streets, Tony.
Everybody wanted to move there. It's like two other cities that happened to. Austin, Texas got popular. And I think part of it's these magazines and things rank the best place to live in the United States. Austin was number one for like 15 years straight. There's so much traffic there. It takes an hour to go 20 miles or 10 miles. It takes about an hour. There's too many people move there. And the same with Nashville. If you've been up to Nashville lately, Nashville's blown up and they don't have the infrastructure. But South Carolina right now, that's the hot spot, the number one place to move right now. Yeah.
You know why too? We got beaches.
Beaches,
we have beaches. People are like, yes.
Yeah, imagine if Nashville or Austin had oceanfront property, how popular it would be.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's South Carolina. Number one, it's beautiful.
We have
God's country, right?
Yes, it is. It is. It is. Waterfront property is very, very, very popular in the islands. My dad, he left us a legacy, just talking about legacy and financial literacy. Even if he didn't know what he was doing, he was strategic and making sure that he left us something. And we have property, waterfront property. And I'm super excited that, you know, we have a legacy to leave our kids. So, that's the reason why a lot of people are moving there, because of that water.
Yes. Yeah. And those islands, the water, beautiful. But yeah, it is really blown up. But I didn't realize Boeing was there as well.
Yeah, Boeing is headquartered there. I believe Volvo is headquartered there now as well. A lot of people are moving into the Nexton, Monk's Corner, Goose Creek, North Charleston area. Cane Hoy, that's like Cane Bay. A lot of people are moving into those cities. I hope I said the right one. I think it was Cane Hoy and Cane Bay. I think my friend Tammy, her and her spouse, they actually just moved there. I've been trying to get to their house. Hey, Tammy, if you're listening.
Giving some shout outs today.
Hey, Tammy, what's up, girl? Charleston is pretty much booming. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do the show. Even though I live in Atlanta, I'm an island girl. I'm an island gal. And don't let me start talking Geechee because, you know, it comes out sometimes. So I have that dialect too. But I'm an island girl. And I just felt like I wanted to bring this information to my community. That's what's up.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, and I think that's fantastic. So when it comes to finance, I have to ask you, since I'm new here and this is New Beginnings, what is it that you provide? You and the firm there and Ross and the people who work there, you've got a great team. What do you do for folks? Like, break it down. Some of our listeners might not know. You mentioned things like insurance products if you need that. But you're a financial advisor. You talk to people about all aspects, right?
I definitely do. So it kind of evolved. So let me say this. As an insurance broker, working with Ross, we're a brokerage. Yep. And the difference between an agent and a brokerage is someone that can basically broker deals for you. So on the P&C side, P&C is property and casualty.
Yep.
So when you're an agent, you can get two different licenses. You can get your property and casualty license and you can get your life and health license. I have both of them because I didn't even want to leave no money on the table when it came to helping people. One of the main reasons I left State Farm is because I was captive. I was locked down to only selling State Farm products. And I'm going to say this, State Farm, Allstate, all of the popular brands as far as P&C brands for auto and home, they're amazing. But I couldn't help everybody because I could only sell those products. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to become independent. I wanted to be a broker. So with that being said, I literally got with Ross, the Dixon Agency, maybe about 3 years ago. And we broker deals for people on the P&C side, the commercial business side, life and health side. Now, we don't do health insurance or Medicare or anything like that, but we do life insurance and we do annuities. And the annuities, when I talk about IRAs or traditional IRAs, we do that in the form of an annuity. I don't sell stocks or bonds. I'm not licensed in the market, but I can sell products related to the interest that the market makes.
Sure, tied to those indexes like the S&P 500 we're always hearing about, right?
The S&P 500, the S&P Mark. Scott's my guy at Gradient. He is a part of the support team and he basically tells me, Nicole, no, we're not going to do this for that client. Like, it is so important to have a support system that really cares about the people that we're helping. And that's why I am super excited about this new partnership with Gradient. Another thing people don't realize is as an agent, you have to be under somebody. It's like, it's not like a MLM type thing, but it's like a hierarchy thing where I can't.
Insurance companies work with really big. If you're independent, you want to go to a company that has all the different options out there. Yes. They work with all the companies. And then if you have a client that has specific needs, you're going to find just the right thing. It's not like where if I go to one of the big box insurance companies and they just have, here's our own product. Here's all we're offering. You can look at all the different options and do, okay, this is what you're best suited for. You want to do what's in your client. I know you work hard to try to do what's in your client's best interests. And that's key, isn't it?
That's super key. And I want people to understand that when they work with me, the reason why it's great to work with someone like myself who is a broker is like Tony said, you have so many different options when you're affiliated with prestigious companies like Gradient. Because there's certain, I couldn't get access to certain carriers if I wasn't contracted with Gradient. I can't get certain. So for me, it's important for me to be able to offer the best.
Yes.
You know? That's basically what I see as far as Gradient is concerned. I love, yeah. I love being able to help people with different options.
Yeah. And have more options. And yeah. I love the fact that you work with, and I know Gradient works with only the top rated companies that really have good backing and offer great guarantees.
Yes.
Because you have to be careful. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. And you want to work with top rated companies as you do. I know you and Ross and the team there, you work with top rated companies and you look at all the different options and available tools out there to help people and help them so they can have, you can set up steady income streams for them in retirement. Absolutely. A lot of people don't have pensions these days, right?
No. The only people who have pensions is like teachers, police officers, firefighters, government workers, state workers, city workers. People like you and myself, we don't have pension options.
Right.
So we have to create that paycheck for ourselves.
Yeah. And that's what basically a pension is, an annuity. So you create your own personal pension with that annuity, right?
Yes. And I also posted some annuity clips from even Shaq. He was talking on a podcast about how annuity changed his life and how it has grown. Like it grows as it sits there waiting on you to retire if you're not retired yet, and how it's a lifetime income attached to it once you're ready to start collecting on it. If you go to ATL Insurance Chick on IG or Instagram, you'll see some of those clips. So I think it's important when you are working with someone that you just not take what they say. Do a little bit of research. Go to YouTube University and check out, trust but verify.
Trust but verify. I love that. Words to live by.
Yes.
I love that, Nicole. That is fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a great discussion today and kind of, introducing me as a new co-host and getting to know you a little bit better for our listeners out there. I know some have been listening since the beginning and don't miss an episode, so they feel like they know you already. But there's always more to learn, isn't there?
Absolutely. There's so much to unpack. You know, those onions with those layers, you got to, when you pull them back, you'd be like, oh gosh, I'm unpacking this. I'm pulling this back. I didn't know. Yeah. It's always something new to learn about somebody.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And so, Nicole, before we go, I know that you offer a no charge, no obligation consultation. You love to hear from our listeners. How can they get a hold of you and your firm if they have financial questions?
Well, there is a 1-800 number that you can actually call, but it's always best to jump on www.prosperityplaybookradio.com. My calendar is always open. You literally fill it out. When you fill out the 3 or 4 questions, your name, your phone number, your email address, and then the time that you would like to speak to us, it automatically pops up on my calendar.
Nice.
And we make sure that we sit down and talk with you, but we talk with serious people that are interested in financial literacy, retirement, and growing their nest egg. That's who we want to help. Also, even if we meet you where you are, even if you don't have a nest egg, but you want some type of savings or you need information or advice or tips on how to get to where you want to be when it comes to retirement, we do all of that as well.
That's fantastic. Well, Nicole, I think that sounds great. And listeners, that's prosperityplaybookradio.com. Just go to prosperityplaybookradio.com and you can contact Nicole and set up an appointment right there. That's great. Great show. I'm excited. My first show with Nicole. It's a happy day for me. And we'll be with you each and every week here. And Nicole, great show. Thanks.
Absolutely, Tony. Thank you so much. You've been great. Thank you for making me feel comfortable. And I appreciate all your wisdom and your experience in this field. 41 years, that is like kudos to you. So, I'm super to be sitting alongside you as well.
All right. Well, thank you, Nicole. And we'll be right back with more of Prosperity Playbook with our host, Nicole Gibbs.
Hey, Tony. Great discussion, right? But listen, did you know that Gen X is next in line to retire. And for those who've been saving diligently, this moment isn't about fear. It's about focus. With the youngest Gen Xers now turning 60, 60 is not young, but listen, Gen Xers are now turning 60. The big question isn't if they can retire, it's how to do it right. Let's talk about the plan that makes all the difference.
Well, what a great episode of Prosperity Playbook Radio and our host, Nicole Gibbs. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. That first segment was fantastic. And Gen X, I have to admit, Nicole, to our listeners and to you, I am part of Gen X. And I am in that I just turned 60 a couple of months ago. I feel younger than that. And I've been told I look younger than that. So don't have white hair yet. So that's good.
Not at all.
I feel young. And that's what counts. Right, Nicole?
That's what matters most. And like you said, I'm not a Gen Xer, but I'm a millennial. So as a millennial, you know, we always get the, you guys look 28. We get the 28 to 32. That's what we get. And as a millennial, yeah. I was born in 1981. So that puts me smack dab at 45. So if I were to, if I'm to live till 90, I got 45 more years on this.
Yeah. Planet. Oh, yeah. You've got a long way to go. You're not even halfway. And the thing about you, Nicole, you look 30. So
I know.
That's, you look so young. That's awesome. You blow me away because you look so young, but you're so mature. And mm-hmm. it's like, you're really got the best of both worlds going on there. So that's good. And I sure appreciate the wisdom you bring. I mean, for someone who looks 30, you have a lot of wisdom to share with our listeners out there. And that's exciting. But Gen X, I'm glad we're talking about this. I'm really going to pay attention. Not that I don't always, but I am paying attention because you're talking about me and my generation. So, and it's amazing because, boy, when you hit your late 50s, early 60s, that's when you really like, man, I got to be serious about retirement. You're getting closer and closer. I plan on doing this, though. I love what I do. It's not a job for me. Yeah. So as long as my voice holds out, I'm going to keep doing this. So.
And you should have insurance on your throat, like on your vocals, like because that's one of your jobs. So,
my moneymaker. It's all I've done for 41 years. So,
wow. Super experienced, right? Yeah. So Gen Xers, I would like to say, you guys, I sound a little bit different this week only because I have a little bit of challenges with this cold I was trying to get rid of. But boomers had pensions. Millennials have side hustles. Gen X has a dread in a closet full of flannel. That's what
existential dread and flannel. That's what we've got, right?
Existential. That means a lot. I didn't even want to say that part, but you said it. So Gen X has long been called the forgotten middle child of the retirement conversation. They're sandwiched between boomers and millennials. They've quietly carried the weight of aging parents, growing children, in a retirement system that shifted beneath their feet. But here's the big milestone. In 2025, the youngest Gen Xers are now turning 60. One of my good friends, he just turned 60 in December. The window for retirement planning is no longer far off. It's right now. Many in this generation have done the hard work. They've been disciplined savers. They've watched debt and they've built respectable nest eggs. Now it's time for a new kind of wisdom, like we were talking about earlier, right, Tony? Turning accumulation into strategy, because saving got them here, but planning will get them through retirement. So that's what we're going to be talking about today in this segment.
And getting through retirement is the key. And a lot of Gen Xers, hopefully, they've been saving their whole lives. But let's start with the big picture. How ready is Gen X for retirement?
So that's a great question. Actually, the numbers tell a mixed story. While the average Gen X household has around $150,000 in retirement savings, many financial experts like myself say they'll need closer to $1.5 million to retire comfortably. Only 16% of Gen Xers say they feel very confident in their retirement readiness. But we also know a good number of Gen Xers, especially some of our listeners down in the Low Country, all in Charlotte, all up in Manassas, DC. Thank you guys for listening. But you know that a good number of our Gen Xers have been steady savers. So for that group, the challenge is no longer catching up. It's mapping out the best way to move forward. And like you said earlier, you love what you do. It doesn't feel like work. A lot of retirees, they was ready to stop working. So they stop work. They have to get in on the social and the emotional side of retirement as well, not just the saving part. So I always tell people to think about maybe continuing education for yourself. There are free classes we offered. I think on one of the last shows, we talked about Harvard having some free continuing education class or certification classes for AI and all the different trending technology things now that you may want to know about. I know Google has an AI course that you could actually take if that's what you want to do in retirement. If you want to fly around the world and just travel and see the world, that's also, but you have to plan for those things. And now that you're 60, I know a lot of people 55 plus that actually listen to this show. Like we said, you have to figure out exactly what you want to do and how you want to do it. When I retire, I'm going to be a professor. I'm going to be working at somebody's school, giving information, teaching.
That's great.
Yes, that's what I like to do, and it doesn't feel like work. So you have to find that for yourself. Yeah.
It's always funny because whenever I see these articles or hear the numbers you were talking about, there's a huge disconnect or gap between what people have and what they think they need. It's not, there is no one magic number. Everybody's situation is different, as you're always telling me, Nicole. But I think the trend is most people think they need more than they have, no matter how much they have. They always think they don't have enough. And that's a lot of folks out there. I mean, whether you have $150,000 saved, they think they need $1.5 million. If somebody has $3 million saved, they think they need five in order to retire and continue their lifestyle. So you're dealing with that, but you're right. We have savers out there listening, but how do you help those savers move from preparation to precision?
So this is where having a smart, intentional, proactive retirement income plan comes into play. I have to plan for my life. If I don't plan for my life, I will be all over the place. And my friends already tell you, they can tell you I lose a phone every 3 years. So I'm just here to tell you, you have to plan your life. For Gen Xers, nearly 60 or already there, it's about understanding how to draw income strategically, not just pulling from accounts randomly. Oh, I'm going to pull from my high yield savings account. Oh, I'm going to use my Roth. Like, you have to already have it planned out at least for the year. Annual reviews are free every year with your financial person. So sitting down and talking about those things strategically, how you want to move, especially when you first retire. So if you're like turning 60 and you're like, oh, I'm counting down to, like, I know a lot of teachers that are retiring this year after this school year. School is about to be out in about 2 weeks in the South. So do you have a plan? We often talk about creating a bucket strategy or building an income floor, but most people still don't have a real intentional plan. That's where I come into play. That's where I meet you where you are, see what you got going on, and then we create from there.
Yeah, and those the reviews, the consultations, there's no charge. The only cost is your time, but at least get an idea of where you're at. And Nicole, I think it's great you're offering our listeners that. And I just want to remind our listeners right now, really quick, in order to get that consultation set up, all they have to do is go to prosperityplaybookradio.com. And they can click Nicole and your name there, a button that'll scroll down and they can look at your calendar, set up a time. Yes. It's fantastic. Now, there are building blocks that are part of a retirement income strategy, and there are a lot of important ones, aren't there?
There are. I mean, the building blocks when it comes to a strategy is first understanding if, you know, First of all, you have to prioritize what's going to be important to you in retirement. You don't want to run out of money, right? So if you don't want to run out of money, how could you stay liquid? How could you have a way to have access to funds? If it's through your pension coming through your checking account or whatever the case may be, have everything set up and automated that way. When it comes to your high yield savings account, you need to have at least 12 months. As a retiree, you need to have 12 months saved up because you're not having any additional income coming in unless you have an annuity in the form of a paycheck or something like a Roth IRA or whatever you've saved in as far as a vehicle. Or maybe you haven't. Maybe you didn't know that you were losing purchasing power just by allowing your money to sit in a money market account. So that's where we come in. We meet you wherever you are and we get you set up based on where you are and where you want to be. When you go into retirement, you do not want to take debt into retirement. So that's one of the first conversations we have. I'm going to be called the planner girl because everybody knows that when you meet with me, you have to have a planner because we're going to write out those bills. We're going to look at them and we're going to see where the money is going. Some people, they just, oh, it's on auto draft and it just comes out of my account. Well, how much is it? I don't know, $60. How you don't know? How don't you know? You're right. Supposed to know that. Oh, that's $179.86 because if you ask me, Tony, how much I paid on this cell phone bill, I will tell you, oh, they swiped $179.86 out of my account. And when you know that it's going to come out, it's not a surprise. You're not overspending. You're budgeting. So planner is super important to your journey. And we're going to basically have some available. I'm going to do something in the summer for our listeners or whatever, but the planner is super important. So we talked about debt, we talked about income, and then you want to talk about accumulation and growth. As a Gen Xer, you have hopefully accumulated, but if you didn't, what you've accumulated, you don't have to start taking as an income. You could actually grow it a little more without even having to contribute anything to it, depending on what vehicle we put it in. So those are some of the conversations that we have when we talk as far as building blocks and building a firm foundation, Tony.
Now, how can tax efficiency change the retirement game for Gen X? Taxes play a big role in this planning for Gen Xers at this point, right?
Absolutely, because if a Gen Xer has saved in a 401k, none of that money hasn't been taxed yet, so it's still sitting there. But the longer you wait to have that money taxed, the less you pay. So people, it's little strategies we could do so that you won't have to pay as much taxes. Now, you're going to have to pay something. You're going to have to pay the piper. Don't get it twisted. Uncle Sam wants his coin. However, many Gen X savers have traditional 401ks, IRAs, and maybe even like brokerage accounts, and they're staring down required minimum distributions if you're 73. So without a tax strategy, they could lose thousands to Uncle Sam. This is where I was talking about how to preserve that money without having to pay so many taxes. A Roth conversion is super, it's like the move that a lot of people who come to me, that's what they do. They convert it to a Roth. That's a tax efficient withdrawal. Harvesting losses really matter. So you have to think about that. It's not about beating the market. It's about keeping more of what you earned. Basically, that's what we talk about when it comes to strategies on the tax side of everything.
Ned, the other big cost, healthcare and long-term care. How do we prepare for what Medicare doesn't cover? People think Medicare is going to cover it, but we've got to prepare for long-term care because Medicare doesn't cover those costs, right?
It doesn't. We tell 65-year-old couples all the time, you may need up to $315,000 just to cover healthcare costs in retirement. And that's before long-term care is even factored in. Now, in certain communities, they don't plan for long-term care. A sister, a mom, a daughter, a son, they may just take in a parent and just take care of their parent, you know, based on their social security or whatever the case may be. Now, what I've seen in this business over the past 10 years, long-term care comes into play when children has actually moved away and they're not with their family. You know, the person may go ahead and just get long-term care. You need to get long-term care when you're young, not when you're old, because it's a super expensive charge. And basically what long-term care pays for is a nurse or a caretaker or someone to come in and take care of you. And that's pretty costly. So a lot of people, they get it while they're young, or if they do get it, they're single. They don't have kids. They don't really have anyone. So that's what I see with a lot of long-term care situations. I also see a lot of people, they take this money that they would use for a long-term care and put it in an annuity with a lifetime income rider that pays them even if their account goes down to zero. So if they do need, you know, care and they need an extra income, this is one of the ways they do so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gen Xers need to think about healthcare as part of their expenses, as part of their income and their estate planning and their insurances that, you know, these hybrid insurance
policies. The hybrid insurance is amazing. I like the hybrid policy, like National Life Group has the hybrid where you have you can accelerate the death benefit and use it for a condition, terminal illness, chronic illness, critical illness, a critical injury. They've even added Alzheimer's onto it. So you it's like a triple benefit type of situation. And some of them allow you to add long-term care on it. So, yeah, I like the hybrid life insurance policies. Yeah.
My mom is unfortunately in long-term care. She has Parkinson's and it's $11,000 a month.
What?
Yeah, that's the cost, $11,000 a month. And without any insurance, then you have to spend down. Medicare doesn't cover any of that.
None of it.
So what you have to do is, you know, Medicare will cover some of the hospitalization if she's in the hospital or doctors, but not the actual long-term care costs to be in there. And so you have to go to Medicaid. And in order to qualify for that, you have to have no money at all. You have to spend down everything you own to get that to cover it. So,
That's where those supplemental policies come in too. So, you know, like the hospital policies through Aflac or like the disability policies and things like that. Those supplemental policies in retirement, you should keep. Like when some of my teachers or my hospital nurses or doctors, when they retire, I'm like, you know, y'all were taking care of the sick. Now you may get sick. So you need this. So you should always, you know, with we're coming into the summer and then like right after the summer benefits crank up, right? Everybody's going back to work and all that good stuff. So when you go back to work and you sign up, or even if you're doing it now, make sure you get those supplemental policies because they pay when it comes to certain things like that. And then if you have a high deductible type situation with your insurance, the HSA is an amazing way to, you know, kind of get around taxes.
HSA, what a great, it's the only tool in the IRS playbook that allows you, that has triple tax benefits.
Triple tax.
It goes in tax-free, it grows tax-free, and it comes out tax-free.
Yes, that's tricks with those.
That's huge, and you know that, and I think that's great. I'm glad you brought that up. Now, I have a phone number for you to give out to our listeners that they can call. We gave the website, and I didn't have the phone number in front of me before. I do now, and I want to give that phone number for our listeners. If they want to set up a no charge, no obligation consultation, or if they just have questions, Nicole, I know you love hearing from people, hearing from our listeners, and you and the team there love to hear from folks. Get the help you need. Again, for the initial consultation, there is no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is call 888-919-0024. That's 888-919-0024. Or you can always go to the website, prosperityplaybookradio.com. All right. Well, let's continue with our show. A lot of great information. We talked about taxes for Gen Xers, healthcare, and these things apply to a lot of folks from millennials. You just start earlier and you'll have a head start. But how is, purpose after paychecks? You know, we're so used to getting that paycheck and savings. How is this generation, Gen X, redefining retirement?
So, Tony, one of the most refreshing shifts we see is that Gen X doesn't necessarily want to stop working. They want to stop needing to work. That's just like, I just feel like whether it's consulting, that's one of the things that I do as a second job, starting a second act or pursuing passions. They're looking for a retirement that's fulfilling, not just financially secure. So here are five core strategies advisors can use with Gen Xers clients to help turn savings into peace of mind. So the first thing we talk about is like the three bucket income planning strategy. That's cash, bonds and growth assets tailored to time horizon. What's time horizon? Time horizon is the amount of time that you may be living in retirement. So if you are 60 and your mom or your dad lived until 90, 70, 80, 90, that's 30 years that you're going to be in retirement. So you have to have money either saved or you have to have income coming into you for 30 years while you're still alive. So that's super important to think about. When we talk about cash, we're talking about high yield savings accounts only. We don't want to save in something that's just going to give us 0.1%. We want 3, 4, 5% if possible. Synchrony Bank is one. Goldman Sachs, high yield savings account. Markets by Goldman Sachs. That's a high yield savings account. They're almost at 4% now. So those are some of the things that you want to think about when it comes to income planning. The next thing is Social Security timing. Right. Delay. Now, this subject is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of iffy. And the reason I say that is because some people is like, Social Security ain't going to be around by the time I get there. So I'm going to go ahead and take mine now.
Right. Thank you. Right. You hear that. Yeah. You hear that all the time. In fact, you hear it with such gravitas. Listen to this.
Here's another truth. Social Security is dying.
I mean, my goodness, you hear that and you're like, oh, no.
But
I think they're going to do something to shore it up, like raise the full retirement age or something. I think it'll be around for Gen X, but you never know. And it's different for everybody, though. Some people say take it right away so you can get more checks. Some people say wait, let it roll up.
Well, I think the sweet spot is the middle spot, which is like 65, 66. If you could go until 70, that's fine. If you're almost at 70, yes. But if you're like 10 years from 70 or 8 years from 70, I don't know if it would make sense for you to wait that long. It depends on what you have going on. So Social Security timing is super important because it bridges income with savings. It's one of those things that you know it's going to come every single month. And with expenses and how you have your plan set up or your income coming into you set up in retirement, you want to make sure you do not run out of money for anything. So Social Security timing is important. Tax efficient withdrawals. We talked about that. You should blend account types to manage tax brackets. Consider Roth conversions. Like I said, we keep saying that. Another thing we talked about was health and long-term care. Use the HSAs and hybrid LTC strategies to preserve your savings, because the more that you could use other supplemental things, you get to keep saving and accumulating and growing your nest egg and your money. So it allows it to last. Flexible lifestyle planning. Model part-time work. If you want to go and work at Walmart because you want a social life and you want to see what's going on the outside, you want to get outside, go outside. You know, do what you want to do. But downsizing or passion project that actually create income streams. There are a lot of 55 plus people on TikTok, Tony, that's making money.
Yeah. I mean, if your passion is golf, you can go be a starter at a golf course in retirement. Yeah. If your passion is books, you can get a job at the library or a bookstore. There are a lot of things you can do in relationship to your passion. Now, everything you've been talking about, though, requires guidance and a plan. You know, right? You want to retire with confidence, don't you? And that's what you help people do, isn't it?
Yeah, we want you to retire with confidence. We also want you to retire successfully. We want you to feel like, okay, this plan is going to work. The first 2 to 3 years is the go-go years. You're going to turn up. You're going to be so excited. Some people are going to be like, what am I? Like me, I always say, what am I going to do now if I retire? What am I going to? No Starbucks? No just sitting in the co-working space anymore. Like I'm not ready for that. So I'm so glad I'm not ready for that. But some people who work their whole life and has had to work their whole life and they're just tired of working and they're ready to sit down and continue to collect the income that they were getting when they were working. I'm here for that too, you know? So it requires a plan and you just got to stick to it.
I think that's great. Having a plan is a big part of it. Now, before we go, we have a few minutes left. What else do you want to talk about? I mean, we're kind of talking about how retirement is more than just an age. We're talking about Gen X, but it really is an attitude. You've got to retire to something. What do you want to talk about next here?
So retirement isn't just an age. It's an attitude.
Yep.
It's a mindset. It's intentional. Those are some of the things that you have to think about when you are retiring. Whether you want a big and splashy or calm and cozy retirement, you got to create that for you. Who's going to do it if you don't do it? Nobody coming to save you. So if you just got in your car and you turn this on and you hear us talking and you're at that age or stage, that's intention. That's not a coincidence. There are no coincidences. Tony, do you believe in coincidence? Do you believe in luck?
No.
No. Yeah. So you got to create opportunities and you got to create what you want for yourself. So creating a plan is about you, and you create the plan based on who you are. One of the guys that I work with, he loves to travel. He travels at least out of the country 2 times a quarter. And then he does domestic travel, but he likes to travel and he's cheap. So he's super cheap. He doesn't spend money on things that doesn't pertain to travel. I'll say that. But that's his passion. That's what he likes to do. So he's created a budget for himself to be able to do that. You could do that too. So I think that's super important. Making retirement look like what you want it to look like. One size doesn't fit all. You do not have to listen to what everybody else is saying and doing. You can create your own holistic retirement plan based on where you are. And we help with that.
That is huge. And I know you do. I mean, you've got to look at the money does play a role. What can you afford? Right. And you have to look at how those numbers stack up too. Right.
You have to look at that too. And you have to realize that what you put in is what you get out. So if you don't save anything while you're working, you're not going to have anything when you retire. I mean, it's just literally that simple. But if you are listening to this and you're a millennial like myself and you're 45 and you haven't begun to save, you have more than enough time to catch up. Even if you are almost ready to retire 5 years from retirement, 3 years from retirement, it's about your mindset. If you don't know how to save money, that is not a problem. It's just basically, I think it's a planning situation. You just don't know how to plan your money out. It also takes discipline. Let's be real. The D word is the discipline word. You have to be disciplined when you're saving. You have to understand that you need a budget, whether you're working or retired. You have to have a budget. You can't just be swiping the card. You keep swiping and swiping and swiping. You're going to be in the negative. So you got to be conscious about how you spend your money to make it last. So those are some of the things that we kind of talk about. And but it starts with mindset, Tony, first.
Yeah. And a plan. It starts with mindset, and then you need a solid plan, and you should not proceed without working with a trusted financial professional like yourself, Nicole. If our listeners want to give you a call, I know that you love to hear from them once again. Absolutely. And before we go, I want to let our listeners know about the special offer that you have. And that is for that consultation. There is no charge and no obligation. Pick up the phone, call 888-919-0024. That's 888-919-0024. And you can also, if you just want to go to the website, you can set up an appointment right there and check out the calendar and see what's available. Go to prosperityplaybookradio.com. Again, that's prosperityplaybookradio.com. And find out more about Nicole there. A lot of great resources on that site, prosperityplaybook.com. And Nicole, great show today. Great topic. Yay. Geared right toward me. You were looking at me the whole time you were talking about Gen X. I love it.
Absolutely was. And I was pointing my finger too, huh?
Yeah. I absolutely love that. Well, Nicole, a great show once again. And listeners, we really appreciate you. That does it for today's episode of Prosperity Playbook with our host, the amazing Nicole Gibbs.
During this show, Nicole Gibbs provides general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and products or services should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory services. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Ross Dixon. By contacting Ross Dixon, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.